And welcome back to Halftime 24-7. Nebraska with the lead over the Missouri Tigers. Husker football brought to you by Kruger Seeds, the folks you go to for first-class seed and first-name service. To find the seed best suited for your farm, go to KrugerSeed.com. We're delighted to be joined on our University of Nebraska online worldwide halftime show by Nebraska President J.B. Milliken. And picked up your morning papers today. Folks around the state probably were aghast at the headlines of a big deficit forecast for Nebraska in the next year. If we have that kind of deficit, J.D., what in the billion-dollar range, what kind of impact is that going to have on the universities?
Well, it's going to have an impact on all activities that receive state funding, including the University of Nebraska. And while we're certainly aware of what's going on in the economy across the country and in the state, Nebraska's been in better shape so far than most other states, but it looks like the next biennium is going to be pretty tough. We're committed to doing our part to make sure we get through this period in a way that continues to serve the state, and I think that's the key. You know, all that we can ask is that decisions be made wisely to help Nebraska cope with the current fiscal problems, and at the same time, try to maintain the tremendous momentum that the university's experienced. You know, the focus for all of us, I think, has to be what's best for the state over the long term. And the university will always be one of the most important assets that the state has. Governor Heineman talks quite a bit about being competitive in the global knowledge-based free market economy. And I think that all of us understand there's a growing consensus that states and regions will be competitive only if they're among the leaders in educational attainment. And the governor and other leaders have set a goal for us to be in the top 10 states in the country in college going, and we've got a ways to get there. We've got some good strategies to do that, but it's going to take some hard work.
You know, we've been experiencing these tough times for a couple of years. I know you've all been knowing that it's probably coming down the pike. Has the university been able to prepare for some of these budget cuts?
Yeah, we have. And as you say, we've known about this, that it was coming. It's worse than we would expect it early on, and worse than we would like, of course. But we've had a flat budget for the last few years, and we've been reducing our expenses. About 80% of the university's budget is personnel costs, and so we took a step last year and paid no salary increases. We did that earlier than most did, and some haven't taken that step. The year before, we had almost essentially flat salaries. So we've been doing our bit to tighten our belt, and our faculty and staff have supported it. Because they've known we've had to get through a tough time. We provided a plan to the legislature now on how we think we could create more efficiencies at the university. But one of the other things we're looking at is how to increase revenues in other areas. We've had a great year this year with distance education, a 30% increase. There are other things we can do to help make up for the budget, and we're going to keep working on those as well.
There may be some parents listening out there who have high school students thinking about coming to a Nebraska school. College, how's this going to affect tuition?
Well, I have a high school senior, and so I think about this. I think about this all the time right now. You know, we're committed to moderate tuition at the University of Nebraska. Affordable access for residents is our highest goal. We are a very good value today. We are among the lowest among our peers in terms of tuition. But historically, there's been a very high correlation between state funding levels and tuition. And earlier in this decade, when there were budget cuts in the state and to the university, we saw tuition go up by double digits. Sure don't want to see that happen again.
JB, I'm sure you're in constant conversations with the governor and lawmakers. What are you trying to tell them about this budget problem?
Well, you know, I think what we tell them is the same thing that every Nebraskan would tell them, and that is that we want them to use the best information that they have, use their best judgment to make decisions that are in the long-term best interests of the state. I think this includes a number of things. It includes understanding the relationship of educational attainment to competitiveness, understanding the role that large research universities play in a region's economy. Look around the country and see who's really leading the pack, and you'll find a great research university close by. And finally, I'd ask them to think about how the university touches almost everyone in this state. You know, the Land Grant Act that created this great university and others is one of the best things that's ever happened for us. And I think it's truly been transformational for the nation and certainly for Nebraska.
Okay, the Huskers are winning. It's a beautiful day. You got to have something good for me here.
You know, the university's in great shape, and that's the great news. We're very strong as we've ever been. I think we've got tremendous momentum in the classroom, and I'm glad to say today on the football field.
Absolutely. Let's keep it going.
Yes,
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate
it. See you
good
next
to see
week.
You.
Nebraska President J.B. Milliken, our guest here at halftime. Husker